理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 22 Dreams. The next day, the 10th of January, the Nautilus continued on its journey at nearly 35 miles an hour. I went up to the platform and found the captain looking at the sea through one of his glass instruments for quite some time. He then turned to another crew member to say something in their strange language. The other man looked quite upset, with tears in his eyes. I wondered about what the captain was looking for, as we were hundreds of miles away from land. I went down into the sitting room, where I found another instrument for seeing faraway distances. I went again to the platform to look when the captain threw the instrument out of my hand. Had I upset the captain? Had he thought I discovered some secret of his? No, he was not angry with me, as he was now looking again at that spot far away from us.
Professor Aronnax,
he said calmly after a few moments,
I must have you and your companions restricted from this area for now.
I was then taken to the room where I spent the first night aboard the Nautilus. Ned Land and Conseil were there as well. Our breakfast soon arrived, and Ned was disappointed to see only food from the sea on our plates. Soon enough, Ned fell asleep, and I was surprised to see Conseil fall asleep as well. I tried to resist sleep, but it was impossible. I could do nothing but close my eyes. Chapter 23 The Sea Kingdom. The next day, I was surprised to wake up in my own room. I quickly dressed and went to the platform. Conseil and Ned were waiting for me there. They, too, were surprised to wake up in their room, and we soon realized that Captain Nemo had put something in our food, so we would know nothing about what had happened the day before. The Nautilus was quieter than usual that morning, which was quite mysterious. Captain Nemo did not appear. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was in the sitting room writing when the captain came in, looking quite nervous. I looked at him. He seemed rather tired, as if he had not slept the night before. He walked around the room quickly, then sat down, picked up a book, then put it down. He seemed quite uneasy. After a long silence, he spoke to me.
Are you a doctor, Professor Aronnax?
I was quite surprised to hear such a question.
Are you a doctor?
He repeated. Well, I said, I was a doctor for several years before entering the museum.
Very well. Will you please examine one of my men? He has become ill.
I knew there was a connection between this illness and the events of the day before, and I was rather interested in the mystery. I followed the captain to the back of the submarine. We walked past a room filled with several beds, and I realized the room was the crew's living space. I was then taken to a room nearby where a man about 40 years old lay dying on a bed. He was not only ill, but was wounded. His head was covered in bandages and blood. It was a terrible wound. Part of his brain was exposed after being struck with a strong weapon. What caused this wound? I asked.
A shock to the submarine broke one of the engines, which struck his head. But tell me your opinion on his wound,
the captain said nervously. I was silent for a moment.
You may speak,
said the captain.
This man does not understand French.
He will be dead in 2 hours.
Nothing can save him?
Nothing. I saw tears fill the captain's eyes and a look of great pain on his face.
You can go now, Professor Ernest,
the captain said, after a few moments of silence. The rest of the day, I could think of nothing but that man with the mysterious wound. The next morning, I met Captain Nemo on the platform. As soon as he saw me, he walked over.
Professor, I would like to invite you on a walk through the sea.
With my companions, I asked.
If they would like to come.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, we went for our second sea adventure. After walking for 2 hours, we stopped, but there were no sea trees or plants around us. I turned around to see Captain Nemo's men behind us. Ned Land and Conseil were near me. We watched as the men began digging a large hole in the ocean floor. I understood all. This was a burial ground under the sea for the crew of the Nautilus. Soon enough, the wounded man's body was carefully placed in the hole, and his comrades knelt down to pray for their companion. We then returned to the submarine. After we arrived, I went to the platform. Captain Nemo was soon there as well. So, this man died during the night? I asked him.
We will not forget him,
he said, beginning to cry.
Our peaceful burial ground is there, over 100 feet below the surface of the water.
Your dead comrades sleep quietly, Captain. Safe from sharks.
Yes, sir. Safe from sharks and men,
the captain said sadly.